Hahn is a senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Patrick, how are you?
Good, Tony, as always. You as well.
You're based out of Chicago, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I was just over there a few weeks ago. Man, we had a good time. Went down to the pier and spent some time downtown. It's a great city to visit.
Everything is nice except the gas prices.
What are the gas prices this morning in Chicago?
Well, you know, this morning my neighborhood station, $4.19 a gallon, and it hasn't moved in the past 2 weeks.
Ouch. And what are we looking at here in the Lansing area?
Well, Lansing average, on the other hand, has dropped to about $3.71, which is a 15 cent drop in the last week. So things looking pretty good in Lansing, but prices stand 11 cents higher than they were a year ago today. The prices a year ago in Lansing were all the way down to 360.
If you go to a couple of places, Sam's Club on Edgewood, Murphy USA on US 127, the other Sam's Club on the other side of town, you can find gas for under 360. How long are those prices going to hold?
Well, you know, we're looking at things, the market opening slightly lower. That is oil prices and wholesale gas prices. So we may continue to see things slowly drop. We've had the situation here in the Great Lakes. We all know we saw the price spike up to $3.89, what was it, last Monday or Tuesday. Wholesale prices in Chicago last week were the highest in the nation. They were over $3 a gallon at the wholesale level, which does not include taxes. But since last week, they've dropped about 40 cents a gallon. So we've seen a nice drop here in the last week. I do expect prices to get back into the 340s and 350s. But we're keeping an eye on what's going on in Greece. As you may know, we saw a vote late last night coming out in favor of staying in the euro, at least the conservatives winning there. So that may boost optimism for the economy, but it looks like the Dow futures are also off this morning. So we may start lower, and we may continue to see gas prices go down.
Patrick, how much does our gas prices, what would happen depending on what happens over in Europe, especially if the euro is eliminated?
Well, I think what would happen is gas prices would likely track with the Dow, because whatever direction, there's two different directions that things could go. If Greece leaving the euro is viewed as positive for, our economic recovery, then the Dow would likely rise and gas prices would likely rise because it's perceived that maybe there's going to be more gasoline demand or maybe in the future there will be more demand. But if there's bad news coming out of Greece, if that's going to hurt their economy, it may hurt our economy, and it may mean lower oil prices, which it looks like that's what's happening here this morning with oil prices down over $1 a barrel to $82.99. So we'll have to watch, but gas prices will likely track with the Dow Jones as we continue to find out what's coming out of Greece.
All right, so to try and figure out where we're going to be for the 4th of July holiday is a bit of a challenge, depending on where the Dow goes and what happens over in Europe.
It's always a bit of a challenge, but I do suspect that July 4 will probably be in the mid-$3 range. That is, perhaps between $3.40 and $3.75 a gallon.
There are some challenges with a refinery in Texas. Will that affect us here in Michigan?
You know, it doesn't look like it. It looks like it will affect mid-continent areas, you know, Iowa, Nebraska, perhaps Oklahoma, Arkansas, maybe Missouri. But refining issues tend to be very localized, very regionally. So if there's a refinery in Chicago, that would affect us, but not so much what's going down in the Gulf or the mid-continent of the U.S.
Patrick, do you anticipate that proposed pipeline from Canada through the United States is going to happen before 2012 ends?
You know, it may or may not. It's, you know, we've seen another proposal submitted. I think we may see, we may hear of some decision before 2012 ends. Obama may be reluctant to do so before the election, but perhaps if a Republican is voted in, you may see some quicker movement in approving that, because it would appear that Republicans are very pro-pipeline. And Obama, at least the thing, has been a bit reluctant to sign off. So it really depends on the political climate in Washington, I believe. But I think either way, you'll see some sort of approval or denial here by the end of the year.
We've been talking with Patrick DeHaan, who is a senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. If you want to find out the cheapest gas prices in Lansing, go to LansingGasPrices.com. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. My pleasure.